At 6, I called to see her. She was lying on a sofa, in a tea gown of silver tissue, looped up by some strange moonstones that she always wore. She was looking quite lovely. "I am so glad to see you," she said. "I have not been out all day." I stared at her in amazement, and, pulling the handkerchief out of my pocket, handed it to her. "You dropped this in Cumnor Street this afternoon, Lady Alroy," I said very calmly. She looked at me in terror, but made no attempt to take the handkerchief. "What were you doing there?" I asked. "What right have you to question me?" she answered. "The right of a man who loves you," I replied. "I came here to ask you to be my wife." She hid her face in her hands, and burst into floods of tears. "You must tell me," I continued. She stood up, and looking me straight in the face, said, "Lord Murchison, there is nothing to tell you."
"You went to meet someone," I cried. "This is your mystery."
She grew dreadfully white and said, "I went to meet no one."
"Can't you tell the truth?" I exclaimed.
"I have told it," she replied.
I was mad, frantic. I don't know what I said, but I said terrible things to her.
Finally, I rushed out of the house. She wrote me a letter the next day. I sent it back unopened and started for Norway with Alan Colville. After a month, I came back, and the first thing I saw in the Morning Post was the death of Lady Alroy. She had caught a chill at the opera and had died in 5 days of congestion of the lungs. I shut myself up and saw no one. I had loved her so much. I had loved her so madly. Good God, how I had loved that woman.
"You went to the street, to the house in it," I said.
"Yes," he answered.